Yes, we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio and hour number two of the Big East Sports Show. As we continue our college basketball conversation, we're going to zero in once again on the Big Ten Conference. In hour number one, we already highlighted Michigan State. This time, we will focus our attention on the Wisconsin Badgers. As a recap, remember, six teams from the Big Ten were selected for this year's men's tournament. Wisconsin is the number two seed in the West region, right there in Milwaukee. And it is for the Badgers. It's their 16th consecutive season, and I always regard that as a very special accomplishment. That's their 16th consecutive season to advance to the NCAA tournament. So we're going to talk some Big Ten basketball with Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee, and that, of course, is our dear friend of our program who has been on many, many times, Mr. Tom Pippins. Tom, how are you?
Big E, always a little better when we're chatting, my lady. You know that.
Well, absolutely, and of course, the big dance is upon us, and I have to ask you, let's lead off with, are you surviving all this madness? Because it is crazy in Milwaukee right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. I think this is the seventh time in history that Milwaukee has hosted, and in this case, the second, third rounds with the Badgers, as you mentioned, a two seed and fortunate out of the West to come here to Milwaukee, and hopefully they will take care of business against 15 American University, those Eagles. You never know. As we know, there are 2-15 upsets, and then I would think they're going to get Oregon Saturday, a winner over BYU, and if they win there, of course, you move on to Anaheim.
Tom Pippins is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, of course, from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. And I want to break down the bracket here in just a moment, but I want to also step back and take a closer look at just the overall season for men's college basketball, because there was some midseason turbulence that took place, Tom. I mean, of course, you look at even Syracuse. They had that hot 25-0 start, and then they lost, what, 5 of 7. And then even in the Big Ten Conference, a little bit bizarre. I mean, Wisconsin went from their 16-0 record to losing 5 and 6 and then winning 11 in a row. I know you've covered college basketball for many years. You ever witnessed anything like this? And what was your perception of just how the regular season played out?
Well, as usual, and your listeners know this, you're right on, Big E. And I think that the volatility, and that's a good word that you used in our emails to one another, mm-hmm. is directly related to the fact there's much more parity, I think, around the country today, and many more good teams. You mentioned six from the Big Ten. That's not unusual. But how about six teams from the Atlantic Ten?
Wow.
I mean, that's unbelievable. And the run that St. Joseph's made through the tournament for Martelli to beat Virginia Commonwealth and get there. I mean, it's almost to a point where most anyone can win the thing, because I don't think there's a totally dominant team. I mean, I've got a couple of thoughts we may hit on in a moment or two, but to me, that's why they call it March Madness. You know, it's exciting. You would expect there are going to be some upsets some years more than others, and by golly, that's what makes it perhaps the best postseason tournament in any sport, the way they put this thing together.
Well, Tom Pippins, I am not a betting gal, but I can guarantee you that Vegas has certainly benefited from such a volatile college basketball season. I mean, it's just so wacky.
Well, and as you say, look at the Orange. You know, are they going to blossom at the right time? They
yeah.
really struggled down the stretch. They look totally unbeatable, and all of a sudden they're getting upset by a team they have no business losing to, and then, you know, you get the tough part of the ACC, and Virginia looks so very good with Tony Bennett, the son of Dick Bennett. He played for Dick back in the day when he was at UW Green Bay and advanced
wow.
him deep in the tournament, then uh-huh. went to the NBA. He's turned into a great coach, a former assistant, by the way,
True.
In Wisconsin. For Bo Ryan, who recently won his 700th career game. So it's really fun. And look, even locally, Marquette doesn't make the tournament for the first time in Buzz Williams' six-year tenure, and they don't even get invited to the NIT. Same with Tom Crean in Indiana.
Indiana, yes.
And you've got UW-Milwaukee, a team that lost to UIC in the Horizon League. Has anybody heard of the Horizon
yeah.
League out there, Big E? And they got swamped by a team that hadn't won a league game all year. They had a four-game suspension doled out to their best player, a star player by the name of Jordan Aaron. He comes back. They start playing tougher than I've ever seen them, play an amazing defense, run through the tournament, beat Green Bay, kept them out of the tournament. Some people say they were snubbed, and they lost in the NIT round one at home to Belmont last night, and go to Wright State and win, and now they're playing against Villanova as a 15 seed number two tomorrow night in Buffalo, New York. So it's really fun. Locally, nationally, it's the best ever.
Absolutely. All eyes are fixated on college basketball, and the championship race is underway as we're talking some March Madness. Hooping it up with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. And I thought you said something very key. You were talking about parity in the game. And even with this NCAA tournament in 2014, it really is a wide-open race. And I just have to wonder how much, you know, with parity now in the game, it seems like with best players exiting early and heading off to the NBA, that really, you're seeing how that's playing out.
Absolutely. That's a great point you bring up, because teams that normally would keep these stars younger and be able to really meld them and mesh into a great unit, and I think Michigan State falls into that category. You don't see too many players leaving early for Tom Izzo. And that's why I think now that they're healthy, Biggie, and I know that the preseason number one, you talk Sparty already, but I think that's why they have an outstanding chance to go to the Final Four. I believe they would meet up in the brackets with Florida. A lot of people feel that Billy Donovan's team is just too talented, but I think that the Spartans, man for man, now that they're healthy, have the best starting lineup in the country. So anything can and will happen.
Yes, we have talked about the Spartans, but let's focus right now on the Badgers, because they certainly, as you look at their schedule and their body of work, they had a very ambitious schedule, ranking, what, 6th in RPI and having played the nation's second toughest schedule. And they were 6-1 over top 25 teams. What do you think the biggest concern is in order for them to make a deep run into the tournament? I'm thinking maybe the depth on their front line.
I think that's a great point. I think they need the Big E in her prime. You know, swat a shot away.
Take I weighed about 20 pounds more than I do now.
Well, I think you've hit on it, because they'll first of all, they have to shoot the ball well. When they shoot it well, they're really good. But if you watch them against Michigan State, a team such as that, so very good with Adrian Payne and what have you underneath, they don't match up that well. They're not quite as athletic. I think they are athletic. Frank Kaminsky has come out of nowhere to be an outstanding player, you know, a first-teamer in the Big Ten. And Sam Decker's coming out. They've got Ben Brush. They've got shooters. They've got a little bit of depth off the bench. But defensively, ironically, because it's a staple of Bo Ryan's teams, they haven't been as good. Now, they are pretty good, but they're not as good underneath. And they can points in the paint absolutely kill them when they lost, what, 5 or 6 before rebounding and winning 8 in a row in the conference. First time they've done that since 1940-41. So, again, it's almost a roller coaster a little bit. They had a tough loss at Nebraska. You almost expected it with a crazy crowd and some guy proposing a player on the team to his girlfriend, and she accepts, and the crowd goes wild. And then, you know, make a nice run, a good game against Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And they allowed the Spartans to really beat them up, and they admit that, to take them as prisoners in the first half. Came back strong in the second half. That might not be a bad thing for them. I think they have a shot to go pretty far. There are people who say that Creighton will beat them getting to the Elite Eight, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on Creighton. Of course, a Big East team, a little bit of a watered-down Big East. Villanova handled them pretty well, but so much of it, as you're so well aware, you played the game, Biggie, it depends on who's hot at the right time, are you healthy, and what are the matchups like? Do you match up well against certain teams? And that's why sometimes you can see these upsets.
You know, you have followed Wisconsin very closely. How has head coach Bo Ryan, how has he turned Wisconsin from a mediocre Big Ten program into a powerhouse?
Well, this is a guy, as you know, at 3-4 championships at UW-Platteville. The court is named after him there, but of course it isn't Division I, and a lot of people said, okay, I don't know if he's, even the argument exists now. The man has won 700 games, I believe, among active coaches. He's right there at the top 4 or 5, and to me, a surefire Hall of Famer, but until he can get, or less than until he can get to a Final Four, there's still a wrap on thing. What Bo does is he recruits players he knows want to play the game the right way. That doesn't mean they just run around and don't have any athleticism. They can shoot, they can play, but you know, it's almost like Hoosiers. Pass the ball, 4 passes, 5 passes. Get that thing around.
Hot potato.
You bet. And then play defense. And are you willing to really grind it? And they've got a kid here I'm very high on in Nigel Hayes, the freshman who was 6th man of the year in the Big Ten Conference, and he has made a big difference. I think he almost single-handedly gave them a couple of wins. So it's just a matter of knowing the type of person he wants to play the game the way he wants it played, which is 110%. It's a little bit old school, but you know what? He'll run too. And people criticize him because he's staunch for his man-to-man defense, but Bo Ryan to me is a Hall of Fame coach, and I'd love to see him get to a Final Four so that some of the critics could back off a little bit. We're for, like you said before, what is it, 16 straight years? Are you kidding me? When I started here, they were lucky to win 5 games. For years that happened. When they got to the NIT, it was a big deal.
That's incredible.
We take it for granted. He is certainly one of the best.
Well, he's a phenomenal coach and also developing players for life after basketball. Tom Pippins has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, of course, with Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. Give me a quick hit, about 15 seconds, on your Milwaukee Brewers, 74-88 last year. That is unacceptable, Tommy.
Absolutely. I think they can get to the 80s. Braun is back, hopefully, for a full season, along with Aramis Ramirez, who was injured. They pick up Matt Garza. The pitching is better. I think they will be competitive, but I just can't see them winning a very, very tough division that they play in.
Our dear friend Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television has been with us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You take care. Stay warm. Spring is just around the corner, and I look forward to catching up with you real soon.
Alyssa, to you and the listeners as well. All of God's blessings. You're the best.
That, of course, was Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. We want to take time to thank all of our guests. We had an outstanding lineup tonight. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF 1400 AM in Norman, Oklahoma. Denise Milan, the runner's bucket list. You got to go out and get a copy of her book. Michael Emmerich, talking Michigan State basketball. Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, and a very special and exclusive interview tonight with the Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. We want to encourage you to go to our Facebook page at yahoosportsradio.com and check out the video. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell reminding you to not drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter. We want to hear from you at E Radio Sports. So long, everyone.